This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, Dr. Vic here, and you're listening to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. I'm excited to have you on here, as this is a topic that I have talked about, that I'm passionate about, that I know that's going to create a massive shift in your life if you can understand the basics, if you can feel this of what I'll be sharing today, because it's really about creation, who we really are, how we create, and how you can create anything in your life. Okay, I'm going to get a little deep here. I'm going to get a little spiritual here. But I promise you, at the end of this podcast, you will feel elevated, empowered, and understanding how much you really direct your life in the essence you want to go. So let's dive right in. So the first part of this episode is all about going to understand who are we as souls and why do we come here? Now, I've shared on this podcast before, and I'm actually changing my position on this. I said that This whole earth is like a university for us to come and learn and expand and grow and evolve. And that was my understanding. Well, I've kind of over the last 6 months, year, I started to realize I got caught up in a conditioning of what the spiritual world says. People in the spiritual world says, this is what we come to learn. And you hear, you know, there's certain traditions that people talk about how, well, you have your karma and you have to work off your karma and you have to learn how to detach. And when you learn how to detach, then you can ascend to higher levels or nirvana and all these other things. And that's not true. We already know what we need to know. Now, let me break this down from some ancient wisdom here. You can read old scriptures and truths, and they all talk about how we have everything we need is within us. You hear this all the time. As a chiropractor, we talk about all your health is within you. From achieving experience of your life, knowledge, wisdom, whatever that is, it's all within you. You don't need to learn anything. Okay. As a soul, you know, if you think of like the triune of life, or if you think about the Holy Trinity and the Catholicism and so forth, you have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I think Carl Jung is the one that did this. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I forget who did this, but I know the principle. You have the superconscious, the conscious, and the subconscious, right? There's there's something about this triangle, okay? Well, and when we look at this principle, there is the aspect of knowing, which you can call that the Father, okay? So you have knowing, which is the Father aspect. Then there's the experience, which is the Son, okay? And then the spirit side is the beingness, okay? Beingness means you encompass this, you've experienced it, you learned, you've grew in this perspective when it comes to this. It's more of a discovery process rather than more than a learning process. The knowing part is the soul. That's the essence of who you really are. It's already there. You have that in you. There's no more new learning. A soul doesn't need to learn something new. It knows all things. If from a spiritual context, we know all things. And if we need help with something, we know how to get answers to help us dive deeper into understanding the concepts of it. Knowing is nothing. It's no different than you. Like I went through this where I was reading 80 to 120 books a year. I knew a lot of stuff. Phenomenal. I knew a lot of stuff. How much did I put into action, right? I can study all day long how to make a brownie. But if I don't get in the freaking kitchen and practice making a brownie, then what am I going to learn? And there's so many experiences. You can study how to cut wood and do this and do that, but eventually you got to get into the freaking shop and do the work, right? As a soul, we know these things, but to grow and expand, we have to have the experience. And that's why we come here to this world called Earth and the physical realms to experience just that. You're fascinated about wanting to learn more. So let's go play. And that's really the element of the spiritual realms. And we've taken it so seriously. And I think it's more from there's so much misinformation out there. And it's not because social media and so forth. This has been going on for eons. People trust the Bible thinking it's the word of God. And please don't take this wrong if you're Christian or Catholic. I grew up Catholic, Roman Italian Catholic. I read the Bible twice. I pulled away from the religion once I started to understand more about the truth of the Bible, when it was written, who allowed what books in, because I didn't understand. When I found out there was more gospels than what was actually allowed in, then I'm like, who is that to choose what can be in there and what can't be in there? And that's where I started to question things. And that brought a lot of interesting reactions and when I started to ask. And not from a place of, you're up to something good. I just want to understand who got to choose that and why they have that power. But when we look at life, you know, it's one of those things again, you know, the essence of why do we come here? And the real truth is experience. Okay. Experience is the reason why we want to come here. We want to learn how to make that brownie. We want to learn how to make that bread. We want to test ourselves and see how can we learn, how can we grow and evolve from practicing. Earth is just a place to practice these experiments, these things, these concepts, these principles to allow us to evolve and expand even more to say, wow, I learned this, but man, I now experienced this. And now you level up as a soul. Okay. Why am I bringing that up? And what the heck does that have to do with everything else we're going to talk about today? Well, you have to understand that concept because we live in a world today that I think we have to learn and know more and more. How many times do we binge on a podcast? How many times do we read books and then we ask, what's the next one? We go to this and then what's the next one? Well, this, and we go to the next one, right? And we don't take time to process. Even with movies like Netflix and stuff or shows, we're going to binge them like crazy. Okay, here's an example. Your third series, I don't even know what to call it, show that you binged on. Can you remember every single episode? How much of the details can you remember? Heck, if you have one that's really long, like here's an example. I've been watching Blacklist. So I watch it. I'll watch it on the weekends when I'm rocking my baby to sleep. So when she's sleeping, she likes to be held. She likes to be bounced, which is perfectly fine for us. I like to connect with her a little more that way. I'm hoping that she will sleep on her own eventually and take naps. But for now, we don't mind that one bit at all. So I get about an hour and a half, give or take, maybe once or twice a day. Depending, you know, especially on the weekends, to just be with her, connect, and then, you know, what can I do with my time? And so I have a rule that I work through the week, and then on the weekends, if I feel like listening to a book or something, I will, because that's the most time when I'm doing when I'm rocking her. And if I'm not, then I will go ahead and I'll watch a show. So Blacklist is something I've watched. And I catch myself, they'll talk about somebody who was like in season one or two. I'm only in season five, but season one or two, and I'm like, man, who was that person? I can't remember. And it's not that I don't have a bad memory. There's other reasons why to this, but it's also because there's so much of what I've been watching that I'm binging that I'm not really processing. So we do this in our life in some way, shape, or form. And the principle is to experience things, to get out there and experience. Okay. So how do we do that as a human realm? How does that serve? How do we do that part in the human realm that's also going to serve us on a spiritual side? And so knowing things is one thing, but you already have the wisdom within. You already know. Knowing is it's an inner project. The more you can connect back with self, the more you know. If you don't think so, why do kids are inclined to be good at certain things? Why do we have certain gifts that things we just pick up on that we just are very gifted at? That's your inner knowing. Okay. So now there's the experience side of things. Now the experience is from the human realm is feelings. Okay. It's processing those things. Yes, it's going out and doing things. Yes, that's a part of it, but we're not at the doing part yet. It's feelings. That is what really helps us connect to soul, how we communicate with our soul, how we know if we're in alignment with our actions and processes and so forth from a mind perspective and whatnot. We have to feel the process. What does it make us feel? How do we enjoy the process? Does it make us feel more alive? Does it get us excited? Bliss, joy, calm, and peace. Those are some of the emotions that know that you're in alignment with your soul, something that your soul came to want to experience. Do you feel that way in these kind of processes, in these journeys, in these things? Because when you do those kind of principles, then all of a sudden it's going to be a game changer for you when it comes to your life and really experiencing more of this thing called life. Okay. Then you got that part. Now it's, when it comes to the doing side of things, okay, we want to make sure the feelings is very important. There's also beliefs. There's also the words and the stories you're telling yourself. Those are also processes that come with feelings, because the words we use are the fabric to our reality. The stories we tell us are going to elevate an emotion of some way, shape, or form. And then when you have that all working together, then there becomes the doingness, okay? This is when we start to take action, because now we're, and if we're truly in alignment with our action, things just work so much well. It's beautiful. It's effortless success. It's the path of least resistance. It's a state of being in flow. So many names to this, right? I'm not trying to overwhelm you with them. It's just I'm trying to share the different variances of words that people use over time. And when you can step into that place, that's alignment. And when you're doing that, you just feel more feelings, right? You notice I'm using the word feelings here, to elevate at that level. And because the purpose is the soul wants to experience those feelings. It wants to have these feelings. Okay. The problem with society today is we get so consumed into the lower vibrations. I don't want to say negative, lower vibrations of emotions, anger, frustration, grief, and, you know, sadness. And we pull and gravitate more towards that rather than the joy, bliss, happiness. I mean, I work with clients and sometimes, you know, or if I'm on a discovery call with a potential client, new client, and I'll ask that question, what do you desire in your life? What makes you happy? It's fascinating how many people don't know that. Now, I'm not going to say I knew it when I was younger in my early 20s, but I had at least an idea. I wouldn't say it was the most solid concrete, but it was an idea. In today's world, we're so much disconnected, we're forgetting what makes us happy. Like, what's the last time you did something fun that was exciting, that you truly enjoyed? Think about that for a second. And I'm going to be transparent. There's times I have to put myself in check. I'm so blessed to have a wife that I have, because she's very spontaneous in ways. She likes to just, she's more going with the flow, and I'm more disciplined in my day. And I can do the same thing over and over every single day. And I love because she'll throw in a mix and throw things up. And sometimes I'll be like, in the beginning of a relationship, I used to get a little more annoyed with that. Now I appreciate it. I look and I'm like, man, this is awesome. Like she's changing things up for us and keeping things more of what to do different than stop getting in our rhythm, because she knows I can get stuck in things like that. And it's just a great way we compliment each other. And so it's those principles of, when's the last time you've done something fun that you truly enjoyed, right? So let's wrap this up. And again, I'm being very straightforward here, straight to the point. There is so much more I can go into. And for those who are really interested in those things, let's hop on a call. Go to my website, empoweryourreality.com, or go set up, book a call at www.callwithdrvic.com. You know, it's one of the things where this is where we dive deep into these things and we understand the discovery process of potential coaching with me and looking at, but more importantly, looking at where you are, what's some blocks. What's holding you up? How's the process? Where are some issues in that process of what I shared today? And I'll rewrap it up in a second here. And to how do we clear that up so that you can create and achieve what you desire and also evolve as a human being and also as a soul for what the soul desires too. That's kind of been my purpose in life. And this is one of the things about fulfillment that I talk a lot about. And this is one of the processes I work with a lot of my clients or try to work with them to create plans to get move you towards more fulfillment in your life effortlessly. So let's wrap this up. What's the process? How does this work again, right? So again, knowing this, I'm not saying not to learn anymore. What I recommend is start connecting with yourself more. Take more time to reset. Take more time to disconnect. Delete social media apps off your phone for a month. Deactivate, just stop being on social media for a month. If you can, do that. If you don't, here's what I would say. If you don't own a business that you need to be on social media, I need to be on social media for just posting purposes, but even that, I don't need to be on there. I can stop being on there for a little bit and people can miss me if they want, but they can listen to my podcast. I love being on podcasts and doing that. But I always say, if you have a business, you have to do that, then do that, but don't scroll. Don't look at things like that. Don't get distracted in it. But if you really want to take it to that level, just disconnect. Okay. Disconnect in the time that you spent there. Take time to go meditate, go ground yourself outside, go in nature, and just take a journey for 30 days. I'm telling you, it's a game changer in your life. It just amazes me. I've done this many times and it's just mind blowing how things shift and change. So that's what I highly recommend for you to do. Okay. So get out of there so we can get more into the knowing of oneself. That's the inner knowing. The wisdom's in you already. You have everything there. I remember hearing this years and years ago. And when it came to writing my books, I started to say, I'm going to test this with my books. And it's amazing when I write my books, I can't give credit to me because it's automated writing. Sometimes people say, oh, you're talking about so-and-so's work. I'd be like, I don't know who so-and-so is. And they'd be like, but you're taught, it's very similar to what you teach. And I'm like, I don't know who that is. I never heard them, never read their stuff, never followed their work. I don't know who that is. And they're like, oh, or if I was on a podcast with neuropsychologists and they were bringing up some, they're like, oh, you're talking about this and this. I'm like, I have no idea what that is. They're like, you don't know what this and this is, but you're talking like you do know it. Like you're literally explaining it in that way. I'm like, listen, I've learned things through my inner knowing, right? Meditations, connecting with myself, doing journaling and writing and stuff like that. I go, I learned from that because I'm pulling the stuff out of me. And then from there, this is what it is, and this is what I share. And so this, you have this too. I'm no more special than you. If I can do this, you can do this. It's not rocket science to do. You just have to learn to reconnect with yourself. You knew this as a child. We lost it as we got older, but you can reconnect back to it. I had to do that, and it worked for me, and I know you can too. So it's getting into the knowingness of oneself. Then it comes to the experience side. Okay. So the experience again, remember, a soul wants to get into the feelings. This is why feelings is so critical, and this is why you want to lead by your feelings. That's how you communicate to your soul. That's how you communicate to God. We don't communicate with language. It doesn't work that way. Language is extremely limited. It really limits our experience. Okay. So it's a good thing in some realms, but there is so much language, or I should say communication is a better word of saying, that we can do through feelings. Because imagine if I just looked at you and I sent a signal, and you will know not only where I'm at, my state of mind, but also the emotions and my intention and everything where I'm at. You can feel it all. That's way more complex of a communication than me saying words. Because if I say a word, here's the problem with language. If I say a word to you, there is the matrix definition of that word. But at the same token, what does that word mean to you compared to me? Right? And everyone, we're in a world today where we're trying to mute humanity by saying, well, this is what that means and that's what it should be. No. Like the word lazy. Some people have a negative connotation to it. Some people have a positive connotation to it. Who's right? Both of them are. So when we look at the experience side from feelings, okay, we got to tap into those feelings. What gets you excited? What gets you elevated mood, right? Starting to get from that. What are the words and the stories you're going to share in that process to help you in that journey? Okay. And how much do you believe that to be true for you? Can you believe that you could be a millionaire? Can you believe you have the freaking best relationship ever in the entire world? Can you believe that you can be in the best shape possible? Right? What's the words and the stories you're going to tell yourself in that process? And how are you going to feel? From there, then you take action. And then the action, right? Action with knowledge creates wisdom, or other words, beingness. It's embodied in you now. It's hardwired in your brain. It is automated. I remember, and I've shared this story before on the podcast. When I was 24 years old, I had a spiritual teacher. She helped me become Reiki master and trainer. I did my Reiki 1 and 2. I did my Reiki 3 and teacher training with her. And it was an amazing journey. And I remember, I loved having my dialogues with her as much as I can. I'll never forget this one time. I was 24 years old. And after, I think it was a Reiki session or something like that, we were a Reiki training. And I was just having some tea afterwards. And, she looks at me and she's like, you know, she goes, you are very wise for a young age. She's like, I have a lot of students. She goes, there's only one other student that I know that's very like you. And it's so intriguing to be around someone like that. And I was like, okay, keep flattering my ego. You know, I had a spiritual ego back then. I was like, yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, I know my stuff. Here comes this point. Talk about setting you up for something. And all of a sudden she's like, but you don't have the wisdom yet. And you need to understand that experience is what's going to gain your wisdom. You have to get the experiences. And she goes, you've had a lot of experiences in your life for the age of where you are. And I think that's why you're very evolved to where you are. She's like, but you need experiences to create what is known as wisdom. And I wish I listened to her at that point. I didn't, unfortunately. It took me like another 6 years to get to that, like really harness that 6, 7 years in later. But it was one of those things where, you know, I thought I knew everything. I thought I knew I could explain the universe. I could explain universal laws. And I see that energy because I see it in today's society. You get a lot of coaches and mindset coaches and all these, because COVID brought up so many coaches, because people, I think, And I don't want to bash. Some coaches do it for other reasons, but it was a money thing that they can do, and they can work from home, and they were kind of forced to, like, I'll do coaching. I'll be a mindset coach. Let me go study everything about mindset, and then I could be a coach on that level. But there's a difference between doing that, which I used to do that, compared to being embodied in a process, which is what I'm sharing with you guys. Because once you do that, this is true evolution. You're elevating your life. You're evolving, and you're making a new, like, you 0.30 or 0.50 or 0.20, whatever you're at, doesn't matter, as long as you're evolving. And this is what I wish I grasped at an early age, is understanding this principle. So your knowledge, which you already have within, you take the experiences of life and let that help you in the process to evolve more to you. I was on a podcast being interviewed, and I was talking about how the school system, the way the school system's taught and the way we go through that process, is actually backwards of what life does. And I've shared this before in my podcast, where when you look at life, okay, we get to test first and then we learn after. The school system does the opposite. We learn and then we take a test. And I was actually a professor at one point. I was teaching physiology for nursing students. I learned this concept through actually my organic chemistry teacher. I took chemistry and organic chemistry with this professor. And I'll never forget him. He was a chemist who left the world. He got paid very, very handsomely, but then they wanted him to do things that he did not want to do. It was against his ethics, and they let him go. But he ended up teaching. And I was very fascinated with his methodologies, because I remember walking into his class and I was like, here we go. We're going to get the syllabus. We're going to pretty much talk about the course, this and that, maybe give us some homework and move on to the next time. And what he did is he goes, okay, he hands out this piece of paper. He goes, I want you to partner with somebody and I want you guys to go through the work. I thought it was a pop quiz. It wasn't. And he's like, you're going to do the work for about 30 minutes. I mean, I think it was like an hour we had or something of a class, hour and 15 minutes. So he's like, 30 to 45 minutes. I want you guys to go to work with a partner. You're going to answer everything. Both you guys are going to work together. And then afterwards, I'm going to give you the lecture. I was blown away with this, because I heard organic chemistry was really, really hard. And it was a class that you're going to really have to spend a lot of time learning. First of all, I got A's in both his classes, all his classes, chemistry, both chemistry one and two, and organic chemistry one and two. And the reason why I did so well was because I didn't have to study, because of the way he taught. And I learned that so well that I actually took that in my own teaching practice. When I was in physiology class, I did the same thing. I was like, here you go, find a partner. I want you guys to work together on this. And then after, we're going to lecture on it. And then I would walk them through what there was. And I did not have a student less than, all my students got A's and B's in my class. I had one kiddo who was almost at a C, and he got a 79.6. Oh no, 79.5 or 4.5. Yeah, it was 79.45. And I looked and I was like, man, I had to round that up. It was a 79.5, which I had to round that up, which ended up being a B. And so B minus. And so that's kind of the principle of life. So what I'm sharing all these stories with you is that I want you to take a moment in your life and start to look at it from that perspective, right? Trust yourself in the process. You have the wisdom within you. As a coach, I can tell you that. This is what I do with my clients. I've had some amazing clients this year that really soared in their business and in life. And the thing is, we didn't do anything new. We shifted the process to what I'm sharing with you here today to help them do just that. And if you want to experience more of this and you want to learn about this process and learn how to master it, I do have a new coaching program that I put together that's a 3-month process where I teach you these things and so much more. You, after those 3 months, you will have these systems in place to help you thrive in every aspect of your life. If this is, you're ready for something like this and you want to make this transformation in your life, go to my website, empoweryourreality.com, set up a free call, or go to www.callwithdrvic.com. They both take you to the same place. And you can schedule a call, look at my schedule. I have some spots available. Get on the books. Let's have a conversation if you're really ready to take that change and that transformation. You don't have to be in business to do that. This is a process I teach business owners, and I also teach non-business owners that journey. So take a look at that. And always, please take a moment. If you haven't, subscribed to the podcast. Don't miss another episode. We are releasing at least 2 a week. This helps you not to miss any of these updates. If you enjoyed the podcast, you found it inspirational, please do me a favor and share it with one person. This helps get the message out of the Mindful Experiment. It helps get the reach out there. It helps us fulfill our vision. And if you've been enjoying the podcast, if you listen to a few of them, take a moment and share a review. These reviews definitely help us reach on those levels. So whatever app you listen to, take a moment, get out there and share a review of what you enjoy most about the podcast. I appreciate you guys. We've been up on the top charts in a few different countries lately, and it's because of you that is helping us continue that journey. So I greatly appreciate that. And as always, until next time, I'll talk to y'all next week. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.